Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Parents Culture Parents Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. Well, you know, it was a great week this week, and not to just babble on, you know, things that we've seen in mainstream media about sports, but it was interesting how things worked out for that Kentucky team. You know, the team that everyone thought would be the team to beat, and everyone thought that they would go unbeaten. You know, and they had a few challenges as time came along, but, you know, they prevailed in the end and finished out with a very, very, very impressive season. But, you know, as things go on and time move on and a lot of them young men move forward in their lives, you know, the way that the season came to an end, to me, was a tragedy in itself. And I don't just mean them losing or at the end coming up with a loss. I'm more or less focused on the statement that was made by someone, you know, during the press conference. And I think that is a reflection on, you know, I hate to say it, but it's a reflection on the young man's character for a foul statement to come out in such a nature. And not only that, but I think it's also a reflection on the coach because, you know, these young men have been on the winning track the whole entire season. So as a result, when that time came, and they knew at some point in time that time was just right around the corner, there should have been some preparation for that press conference. There should have been some long, hard, in-your-face conversation for that press conference. That's the piece, folks, that I think we so often sell our young men and women short, but more especially our young men sell them short on not preparing themselves, not having the opportunity to look at a bigger picture, look at it from a global perspective, look at it from the perspective of you're in the spotlight. Make the best and take the best out of that situation each and every time. You know, I start out talking about this particular piece, folks, because we're going to talk a little bit about something different tonight. And in our conversation this evening, we're making a little turn away from the standard conversation about NCAA and recruiting and things of that nature. We're going to drift a little bit more into we as parents and what can we do differently. And one of the things that I think that we can do differently is being prepared. Just as I highlighted that little piece about the young men in Kentucky and how unprepared they were for this day, we as parents and those young men out there that's involved in the game of sports and just the everyday average citizen are so often unprepared for many things. But one thing I want to focus on this evening, and I have a very special guest that I brought in to help us hone that focus, and we're going to move forward from there. Let's focus on money management. How does that tie into the Parents Coach and Parents Network? How does that tie into the conversations we've had over the years? Well, we all know how money and sports tie in together. If you haven't heard it come from our dear friend, Attorney Everett Glenn, several times over and over. If you haven't heard it come from me here on the Parents Coach and Parents Network, as we talked about the sporting industry and the billions and billions of dollars that they bring in each and every year. Have you heard the conversation that we talked about in the little ESPN and HBO special on broke, the number of our young athletes that have experienced financial hardships due to not being prepared, not being prepared. So we're going to do a full circle here, folks. We're going to start having some conversations on being prepared, what to look forward to, how to reach out there and get the best out of every situation. You know, we got a number of our young men and women that go to school and get all this education, have an opportunity to sit down and just study and read and absorb all this information. But the conversation about finances, for whatever reason, often evades us, often gets away from us, or often fails to be brought up at the right time, at the right place, in the right setting. Can me, as an everyday, average, regular old guy who I am, sit down and have a conversation with a millionaire or, you know, someone making 6 to 8 figures? Can we have that conversation on, you know, just simply understanding the process? Can I have that conversation? Maybe something we may get out of this conversation this evening. But I'm not going to go too deep into it. But you know, I can't get the show rolling without first, give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some props. His little piece that he put together called The College Experience. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
You know, that's Keith, and Keith said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Well, you know, folks, one thing that's on my agenda this evening will be to make a lot of you cool and smart as it relates to our finances. You know, how did I get around to this bringing in this topic and bringing in this conversation. You know, our guest that I'm going to be bringing in here shortly, we've known each other for a number of years. And when I say a number of years, we can go back and talk high school days, as you were seeing, as I start to talk a little bit more about it. But, you know, I always thought that this gentleman had a certain edge about himself. I thought that, you know, he always kept himself focused and kept an eye on the prize. And in the words of another great giant that's out there by the name of Mr. George C. Frazier, he's always stayed the course. And what I mean by that, like I just said, kept an eye on the prize and realized that there's a bigger picture out there that we all can achieve. I'm talking about a gentleman by the name of Mr. Rob Vaughn. Rob is a native of New Haven, Connecticut. He graduated from James Hillhouse High School. For those who know me personally, you've heard me talk about that several times. He has a four-year bachelor's degree in computer science from Winston-Salem State in North Carolina and a master's degree in instructional technology from James Madison University in Virginia. Early in Mr. Vaughn's career, he worked in the area of information technology as a software developer, a systems analyst, and later a team leader for a company, for companies such as IBM, R.J. Reynolds, Tobacco, and Computer Task Group. Like I said, I've known Rob for a number of years. But let me give you some of Rob's pedigree. His career evolved from being a contractor to becoming an independent contractor, and then later starting his own computer contracting firm, IQ Business Solutions. Check that out, folks. IQ Business Solutions. As the owner of IQ Business Solutions, Rob successfully obtained Fortune 500 clients such as Philip Morris USA, DuPont, Corning Inc., Eastman Kodak, Allied Signal, and a host and wide range of other mid-range and small companies. So I must say that this brother has really been busy. This brother has been involved and has been engaged in the game and is actually doing something on a highly competitive and positive note. Mr. Vaughn has 25 plus years in the IT industry, a career which spans pioneering the first automated world-class end-to-end manufacturing facility to applying instructional designs, technology's best practice, and spearheading the company's web development division. His blend of strategic management, practical business analytical skills, and technical proficiency has keyed the success of delivery and enterprise-wide projects in various industries. The company, and we must be talking about his company, the company IQ Business Solutions. 25 years growth attributed to his entrepreneurial cultural drive. Let me slow down here. His company, Rob's company, and we're talking about Mr. Vaughn's company, IQ Business Solutions. The 25-year growth is an attribute to his entrepreneurial culture, driven by Rob's continues to deliver consulting and training solutions that solves clients' critical business issues. Rob believes winning companies are both learning and teaching organizations. He is well sought after because of his innovative approach to educational leadership and driving development and delivery of human capital development programs and technical leadership and providing the information management and movement solutions. Rob began offering money management seminars way back in the early 1990s after years of personal study and research as a way of giving back to the community. He has helped numerous young professionals and families get out of debt, gain control of their finances, purchase new homes, vehicles, and taught them how to budget that dream vacation without a major impact to their financial state. Just to name a few things. Let's look at a list of things. A partial list of some of his speaking engagements: University of North Carolina, Virginia Commonwealth University, Virginia State, Corning Inc., Winston-Salem State, several churches, prominent churches in the area, Wilmington Society of Black Engineers, and wow, the list goes on and on and on. My friend, my man, the guy that I've always had high admired for, is now back in the game again, offering money management 101 seminars to help you get your finances in order and to get a clear path to a more successful financial future. So, folks, with that being said, and that being a mouthful and more than enough, and I know all of you are hungry and waiting to find out what this gentleman is going to talk about this evening, I'm going to bring him on. My friend, my guy, Mr. Rob Vaughn. Are you out there, Rob?
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good.
I like you know, man, you guys are doing a great job with this show. I'm a fan of yours. And I like what you're doing, and I'm glad to be here to talk about this subject.
Well, hey, we're glad that you can take the time out to be here and share your information, your insight with us this evening, because it's probably something that's long overdue, long overdue. So I know folks are out there probably chomping at the bit there, and I see you've got a couple calls on the line. I don't know if they have any questions that's going to pop up. So I'm going to go straight into some of the things that I want to ask you about.
Sure.
What you talk about when you're talking about money management. You ready?
I'm ready, Mike.
Okay. All right. You talked about your program. It's been sidelined for a number of years. Why have
That's
you
right.
decided to get back to your seminars now?
Well, Mike, you know, I've been quite disturbed about what I've been hearing in the media and reading in papers and actually witnessing what's going on across the country. And too many headlines I'm seeing of how people are, you know, not saving for their future, you know, and they're carrying heavy debt loads. And, you know, there's just a host of things that's going on that lends itself to this seminar. We are really behind in a lot of things when it comes to money management. And I think that my seminars will help, you know, ground people and make them more aware of some of the basic things that they need to do in order to get ahead. Like I said, the need just seems to be far greater than it was for, you know, me in my younger years. And I thought that I'd start this up again and see if I can focus as many people as I can. As you know, there's the media, the mediums that are out there are vastly different from when I was doing this before. And I plan on utilizing those mediums to maybe getting this out to a broader audience, and so that I can enlighten more people on this trip. You know, I believe that everyone should know the importance of saving for retirement. They should know the importance of managing their money on a daily basis, and getting the most out of what they make. And there's a host of things that go along with that, Mike. That I'll get into, you know, when I start doing my seminars on these different mediums.
Okay, well, you know, and it's a very interesting and catchy topic, and I know it's something, like I said early on, something that's well deserved, well needed, and I think it's probably something that many of, and I've had this conversation here on the network several times, that subjects such as this at this level and this importance should be taught at a minimum at the college level, because we have so many of our young professionals, and I'm not just talking about professional athletes, because I know you're familiar with that as well. I'm just talking about,
yes,
so many of our young professionals graduate from college and still have difficulty managing their finances. You know, so
absolutely right, Mike.
You know, what is money management 101 all about?
Well, money management 101, Mike, it kind of answers that question. It's kind of that course that you're describing. Okay, if you go to college, you know, you take these 101 courses in college. They you know, 101 finance, 101 business classes, and so I sort of label this 101 because it is a really basic understanding that everyone needs to know. I'm here to ground people with these basic concepts. And if you at least understand the basic concepts, it could be the beginning to you moving forward financially. Everyone has to become knowledgeable of what they need to do to move forward in their future. So in the seminar, you know, what I do is I get people to classify themselves. You know, like you said, you have young professionals, be it basketball players, football players, you know, the athletes, or the professional workers, the blue-collar worker. Like you said and indicated, Mike, there's nowhere in their past that someone actually sat down and had the discussion of how to manage your money. You know, whether you make $100 a week, $1,000 a week, you know, or $10,000 a week. At no point in your life has anyone described, you know, how to manage that money, those funds. And you really have to become a steward of that in order to grow. So these seminars kind of address those types of discussions. And during the seminar, you know, by classifying these younger people and older people, you know, I get people to see that, you know, they are in one of three categories with their money management skills. And it's interesting, you know, because even though you're 21, 25, 30, or 40, you know, you still may be in adolescence when it comes to money management. And this is truly one of those areas that age is not a factor. So the seminars, after I go through those different concepts of classifying you as a spender, you know, I then talk about situations that will identify how fragile your life may be in, and what can occur. And we looked at that by analyzing, you know, your spending and your income and those types of things. Also in this seminar, you know, we look at setting up budgets, and we look at cutting fat from the budgets. And you know, most people think money management is, they think of investing, and they think of, you know, where do I put my money and who should I invest with, and but they don't really think about the basic concepts. So this seminar that I do, Money Management 101, I really don't touch on those topics, because I think you have to be a steward of managing your money on a daily, monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, and annual basis, you know, and get your house in order before you start investing your money. And if you do these things, then you'll have more success in your life. And of course, Mike, we all know, you know, in order to do this, you have to be gainfully employed. And in order to do that, some of the things that you touched on, I mean, you're going to have to get some sort of career, you know, some means of, you know, providing or making a living for your family. So we focus on those things. You know, first, income and expenses, setting up your budget, you know, identifying and cutting the fat from your budget, and also in excess to that, you know, you need to know where you stand as a spender, and you need to understand how to evolve from an adolescent to a mature adult when it comes to managing your money.
Now, you said from an adolescent to a mature adult. So I guess one of my biggest questions is, who does this really benefit? Who really can benefit from this? Are we talking the wide variety of folks? Because you just talked about from adolescent to a mature adult. So we're talking about everybody can benefit in some way from Money Management 101. Right?
Absolutely, Mike. I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, most people struggle with. And people struggle with this because, like you said, there's nowhere this was taught. It wasn't taught in grammar school, middle school, high school, or college. Other than a few schools that I know of, this is a topic that is foreign to our young people. And in order for our young people to be successful in this area, you know, we need to ground them in this area. And so I made the seminar, you know, it's for young people, old people, anyone in between. You know, everyone needs this. If you live from paycheck to paycheck, you need this. If you're drowning in debt, you need this. If you're blue collar, white collar, professional athlete, graduating student, and you still are living from paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt, you need this seminar. You need to know the basics of getting out of debt, staying out of debt. You need to know the basics of, you know, managing your money and what it means to manage your money. You know, because as you know, I mean, we're hard on our young athletes because, you know, I'm sure you're aware of the numbers that you get with these guys. I mean, these guys are earning lots of money, some of them, and some of them not so much. But a vast majority of them are broke before they leave, you know, their prospective leagues. And that has to change. You know, and we can't blame them for being young and not knowing. You know, we need to teach them, and so that when they do come into a large sum of money, or small sum of money, or any money at all, you know, our young people know how to manage that money and build that money and to create a future for themselves and their children and their families.
All right. Just so you talking about something that I'm so familiar with. We're talking about that intergenerational wealth. We're talking about that wealth that carries on from generation to generation, which is such a beautiful thing when it all unfolds at the end of the day. So on along those lines, Rob, and on that note, what you just laid out for us, what are some of the topics that you're going to discuss in Money Management 101?
Okay, so like I said before, we're going to talk about we're going to take a look at how fragile your finances can be, and in that, you know, we're looking at what can happen if it rained, you know, and when I use this example often, and because we all know that it's going to rain, it's going to storm, you know, and so we look at your expenses and we lay it out for you in terms of, you know, how fragile. We get you to look at how fragile your situation is, and what can actually occur. Okay, and then like I said before, we look at classifying the spender. Okay, we allow the spender to classify themselves. We pretty much tell them what are the habits of an adolescent, a young adult, and a mature adult spender. And each individual will assess themselves and put themselves in the category that they know they belong in, you know, because, you know, some people are more frugal than others. But when it comes to money, we kind of get it and we spend it. We in the seminar, we talk about getting a grip on your expenses and gaining control. You know, you have to gain control of your finances. And I said, if anything, this is one area where individuals really should consider themselves a control freak. You absolutely need to control your expenses as if and guard it, you know, with your life. You know, because when it comes right down to it, you know, finances is the driver. You know, so poor finances, you're not in a good driver's seat. You know, you're in the seat, but you know, you might be driving a Yugo, you know, versus a Mercedes. And I'm not saying literally, I'm just saying your understanding. And the other thing we do is we identify and analyze the expenses. Okay? And when we do that, you know, we look at your income and we look at what sources of income you have, and then we also look at possibilities of incomes that you can have. You know, most people go to their job, they don't really enjoy their job, but there is something that they're really good at, and they should be doing. And so we kind of touch on some of those subjects of, you know, how to bring in extra money while we're analyzing your income. Okay, and some of the other things we look at, you know, I take an example. Let's talk about the athlete. I like to say things to the younger kids that think they're going to be athletes. I like to talk to them about, you know, how they should try to brand themselves and how they should be stewards of their community and how they should be good students and how they should be likable, you know, because if you're in your community and you're all those things, you know, then you're going to have a lot of opportunity to make extra income. We have to look at those things too. And then there's the budget. The budget is extremely important. It's that absolutely have to have, because it's going to keep you on. Also, setting up your emergency funds, because the emergency funds is going to keep your budget on course. Another thing we look at, we're going to be doing in our seminar, is looking at cutting from your budget, cutting your expenses, and those are the things that you're going to identify as yourself. The participant will identify themselves, and they will look at some of the areas that they can cut. And another area is paying down debt. I'll touch on paying down debt, getting out of debt with your credit cards. We know that a lot of folks pretty much spend more than they make. So we touch on that, you know, and we make sure that, you know, people look at ways to getting out of debt. You have to control that. And finally, we explore income and expense ideas and in general terms. So we try to cover a very specific range of topics, and we're going to try to go down into those topics in a meaningful way.
Well, Rob, you know what, bro? I think you have said a whole lot this evening, and I think that this information is definitely going to be a very serious game changer as you move forward with this program. You know, some of the things that I've just heard you say are going to be, you know, like you said, life-changing experiences and things that's going to hold folks accountable for their actions, you know. And in saying all that, you know, what is one of the biggest things that you would say that people are going to take away from this program?
Well, Mike, there's a host of things I hope they take away with this program. One of the things for the parents of these younger athletes I hope they take away from this program is to really start making better decisions about how they spend their money on their children. And when I say that, you know, there's a host of parents out there that have children that participate in AAU programs around the country, and they literally pour thousands and thousands of dollars into those programs every summer. And, you know, some of those dollars can be allocated to, you know, educational programs to, you know, make their so that their kids can become more astute and actually become more involved in, you know, the educational process so that they can become professionals. Because we know from the AAU programs and around this country that a very small percentage of those students are actually going to get scholarships. And when you look at the tens of thousands of dollars that are, you know, families are spending and to get no return on that, you know, you have to start rethinking where you should allot your dollars. And, you know, and I'd like some of the parents to understand, you know, after attending and listening to the seminar that, you know, there are far more scholarships available that are academic than there are athletic scholarships. And there's a lot of opportunity there that we're just not taking advantage of. You know, so I that's an area that is very, very much not taken advantage of, and that's an area I hope that, you know, people will, you know, listen to and, you know, try to allocate funds in their budget towards, you know, some educational type things as well as the athletic, you know, type program. Because, you know, we all think our children are going to be the, you know, the next great player, but we have to take a good look at that, and we have to also balance, you know, their academic side, you know, so because we know also that academic athletic scholarships, you know, are far more, I guess, lucrative for a lot of our kids on, you know, different levels when you're not, you know, playing in the major leagues, so to speak. So I like folks to understand that when they are at the seminars.
Well, you know, we talked about the seminars and you gave us a lot of information to digest real quickly. You know, when and where are you starting to offer these seminars?
Well, I'm putting that together now. I'm gonna be putting together some YouTubes. I hope to work with you on your program from time to time to disseminate this information. And I'm also, you know, looking at doing maybe a separate, you know, blog radio show at some point. But as of right now, I'm going to be looking at the YouTube videos, and I'm going to be doing some things on your show, hopefully in the near future.
Oh, okay. So I'm, from what I'm understanding, and correct me if I misinterpreted what you just said, this information that you're going to be sharing, again, is free and open to the public if you're putting it up on YouTube, correct?
Oh yes, oh yes. This needs to get out. It really does. In the past, all my seminars were pretty much free. In the past, you know, as long as someone had, you know, set up a venue for me to come speak at, and I you know, took advantage of those situations, and pretty much during that time, that was the only way to, you know, get the information out, was to go to the actual place. And I will do those as well. I just haven't set those up. We'll do a couple of local ones first, and if, you know, anyone is interested, I can actually do one and have you schedule some time for me to come by and speak to a group of people.
Okay. Well, you know, and I like to be able to put that out there, and you kind of sort of let the cat out the bag. But, yes, the Parents Coaching Parents Network will be fully supporting Mr. Robert Vaughn and the Money Management Seminar, Money Management 101 Seminar. You will look forward to seeing him or hearing him on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, not only just as a piece of the network where we come on and we talk about sports every Sunday evening, but actually under the Parents Coaching Parents Network umbrella, we will have the great, my friend, my guy, Mr. Rob Vaughn, doing his Money Management 101 weekly. Are we still talking weekly, Rob?
Initially, I think I'm gonna probably do it. Initially, I'm gonna do it probably monthly, and
okay.
Then we'll see how it goes from there. I
okay.
want to get the first one out there, and you know, look at the format with these guys, and see what kind of feedback we get.
Okay. Again, folks, if you want to join in on the conversation, you can always reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Join in on the conversation. If you have any questions for our guests this evening, if you have any thoughts on, you know, bringing them out to your local venue, or if you have a venue, you have a church group, you have a youth group, you have, you know, anyone that is willing to bring him in again, you know, I'm quite sure that you'll be more than pleased with bringing, you know, Rob in to speak to your organization, because just on what I've heard, just a little tidbit of what I've heard just a few minutes ago, I think that you're going to get your money's worth and some at the end of the day as it all pans out. Well, Rob, we're going to step away for a hot second, do a few commercials. Well, not infomercials, should I say, and then we're going to come right back. So just bear with us. We'll be right back with you.
Okay, Mike.
All right.
Athletic Showcase is a new event for us. We're launching it in Peoria, Illinois in June, I believe June 21st and 22nd. It's an opportunity for high school student athletes to come in and basically show their athletic ability to NAIA coaches. We'll have head coaches in the sports of football, men's and women's soccer, baseball, and softball. And so a student athlete can show up, be able to run through some tests, through some drills, and some sports, actually be able to play, and those coaches will be there and decide whether they want to award an athletic scholarship or recruit that student-athlete into the future.
Hi, I'm Marlon, the Eligibility Coach Jones, with today's tip for easy athletic certification: official visits. Many parents have asked me exactly what the student must have in order to be able to accept an official visit to a school. First, the student must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. In addition to registering, the student must complete the answers to the amateurism question. Then the student needs to provide a copy of an official high school transcript to the coaches, along with a copy of their standardized test scores. Once the school has this information, you can visit officially. This means the university can reimburse you for your travel expenses and provide up to 3 complimentary admissions to a home event. In addition, the university can also provide on-campus parking. For more information on tips for certification, please visit our website at www.eligibilitycoach.com. This is Marlon, the Eligibility Coach, wishing you scholarships.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Jim Boeheim, the bid against Syracuse, is under investigation. He is such a cheater, just like with Bernie Fine.
You, of course, mean the Bernie Fine situation where the accusations turned out to be false.
Yes, but this CBS sports story is bad.
Do they have any specific allegations in the story?
Nope, but they see Syracuse is breaking every rule in the manual.
Who says?
A person who does not want to be identified.
Someone rock solid. How bad can it be? North Carolina invented a course for its basketball players to take and was not punished.
But has a sexual assault allegation that the university covered up.
If they covered it up, how do you know about it?
Because they avoided punishment because they were basketball players.
So the fact that a Graham Just and Syracuse's Judicial Review Board both said the players were innocent just screams cover up.
Syracuse is a dirty program.
Dirty enough to buy Anthony Davis. That is right, they had a commitment from Anthony Davis, then he chose Kentucky mysteriously. But Syracuse cheats.
You are bitter. Are you some conspiracy theorist?
Two stories break in 2 consecutive years 2 days before the NCAA tournament. I am sure that happens to everybody.
You are a hater.
Yes, I am a hater of crappy journalism.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, folks, we're back. We're back. We're back, and we've been having a great conversation this evening with a friend of mine, old classmate, Mr. Robert Vaughn. And Rob has talked to us about Money Management 101. Money Management 101. And notice how he tailed off on the end, tying it into what our young athletes need to be considering. What our young athletes, at the end of the day, folks, at the end of the day, whether or not they go on to become professional athletes, getting paid for playing the game that they love, or becoming professionals in corporate America. it still boils down to the same thing. They still need to understand their finance. You know, let's play out this scenario real quick. You know, you have a young man just played a great year of basketball in college. You know, recruited to a great school, played a great game of basketball in college, but for whatever reason did not get picked up to play professionally. Chose not to go overseas and try to continue his career and playing basketball. So he moves on into corporate America. He lands a job. Shortly after landing that job, he finds and meets a nice young lady, and he gets married. And we all know how this all plays out. Shortly after that, they're expecting a family. So the little one-bedroom place that he was in, now it's starting to become a little crowded, because not only since he initially started out in that one position, he has gotten married and now expecting a family. So what's the next thing that most folks do? Their requirement to grow. They start branching out, acquiring a larger place. And as they acquire a larger place, just out of habit, they also acquire more stuff. You know, in order to have our place set up right, we got to have this type of dining room table. We got to have this type of coffee table that goes along with the rest of the decor. We have to have these type of chairs. You know, the cabinet doesn't look or the countertop doesn't look complete because it's the type of countertop that requires bar stools. So we get bar stools to set around our countertop and all these other little things that we add into the play. But at the same time, that financial responsibility or that financial challenge grows and grows and grows. Folks, and a lot of times our young folks ended up being in serious debt because of that very same scenario I just played before you. Understanding your finances, understanding money management 101 is something that our guest has been talking about. And I'm going to go back to our guest, and I'm going to allow him to continue on sharing this great insight and information with us. Rob, are you still with us?
I'm here, Mike.
Okay. Well, you know, you shared a whole lot with us over the last half hour plus, and I know that there's much, much, much more that you can break down for us. But I'll be willing, and I'm very interested in hearing about the very first seminar that you get back into the swing of things and get going. Matter of fact, if it's within my schedule, I plan to attend, no matter where the location may be, I plan to attend. Now, something that we didn't touch upon in the earlier part of the show, in previous years you said you started it back in the 90s. What actually, what stopped you from continuing on? You know, what brought the program to a halt at that point? Go ahead.
Well, you know, Mike, you know, just like you just mentioned, things grow and they expand, and you kind of lose focus and lose track. You know, when you were describing the situation with finances, same thing in life. You know, became very busy and came focused on other things, which was my business. And, you know, we went through that thing called the late 90s where, you know, things started looking very prosperous for a lot of people. And, you know, so the need, because of the prosperity, the short-lived prosperity, you know, the demand wasn't there, so to speak. And so I started getting a lack of requests for the seminars, and it kind of dropped off during that late 90s, you know, period before the recession really hit. And, you know, and so you know, I did a few in between, but for the most part, I concentrated on, you know, my business and moving forward in that area. But, Mike, I think you touch on a lot of really good topics, and you hit the nail on the head and when you speak about finances. It's a very critical thing, and it's a very basic, you know, thing. And one of the things I used to say in my money management seminar at the very beginning, and I used to just tell folks, if you make a dollar and spend $2, you're doing it wrong. And it's just that simple. When you break it down, you know, and people hear that for the first time, as simple as it seems, it's a huge statement. And because you pull out your plastic and you start buying things, now you're living above your means.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get people to realize that, you know, this is these very simple things are something that you should know, then, you know, they pay attention more. Your audience pay attention more, and they start to think about what exactly they're doing. The scenarios you gave with the young people having the family, you know, there's a way to do that. Okay.
Yes.
So we know about all the emotions you have as a young person, and things do happen. You know, but you know it's not about jumping from the 10th floor. Because chances are you're not going to survive that fall. It's
okay.
About being prepared, and maybe you have to jump out of the third floor, the second floor. You have a better chance of surviving that. You know, so you put it in those terms of saying, okay, preparation will prevent you from having tragedies. It's when it rains, is it a drizzle or is it a storm? You know, and your preparation will determine that when it comes to your finances and your life, because economic pretty much will drive your life. You know, it'll determine how many vacations you can take. It'll determine, you know, what's your lifestyle going to be like. You know, it'll determine what your retirement will be like. You know, it will determine, you know, what type of clothes your children will wear and what neighborhoods you'll live in. It determines pretty much everything in life, and you have to take that into consideration when you're looking at your finances. And these young people, they need to understand. Young people, you know, everyone, we need to understand if there's some other things that we can do to get ahead, then we should look at those things wholeheartedly. If there's some areas that you want to really get into that you enjoy, you have to look at volunteering. And then maybe after volunteering, taking some classes and putting yourself out there to meet other people, you know, so that you can move yourself into another career or work in a second job, which, you know, a lot of us already do. You know, so there's a lot of things that you really have to think about. And I stress academics because, and particularly in the sciences and the math and the computer science and the engineering, and I say those areas because right now they pay a lot of money, to just put it plain simple. And you can live very well on those types of careers. And so when I look at my audience and I say, what are you doing to prepare for your future, or what are you doing to change your career? Yeah, I bring up these types of things so that they can start moving into more meaningful careers that will enhance their lifestyle. Now, does everyone need to enhance their lifestyle? No, absolutely not. You know, I tell folks all the time, if I didn't need the money, I wouldn't work so hard. I would do other things. You know, but I enjoy what I do. So I don't have a problem getting up every morning early, you know, working long days, because I that's just what I do. You know, for those people who are out there, and especially our younger athletes, you know, when you have 70-some-odd percent of athletes leaving their prospective sport broke as professionals, you know, that's a tragedy.
Yeah,
so we need to fix that. We need to fix that. You know, these kids need to understand that just because you made $1 million or you made $10 million, but you spent $2 million or you spent $20 million, you're still broke. So you have to understand how to budget that money, because these guys have short careers, and for them, that money has to last a lifetime. You know, so when they become athletes, you know, they have their friends, their posses, you know, their families. Everyone's just pulling on them. You have to understand, you know, this is something that is going to take your life, take you down the road for a lifetime. So
exactly.
While you're there in your prospective sport, you know, it's all about branding yourself, you know, getting those endorsements, you know, making the best of your world that you're in. And for the kids coming out of school, you know, it's all about, you know, meeting the right people, finding those right career opportunities so that you can live the best life you want to live from a financial perspective. It'll help you grow up, and it'll help you think about things more so than just kind of haphazardly going out at life, you know, the way we did.
Well, Rob, you know, I know that you have said more than a mouthful and have definitely shared some insight with us this evening that I think many of us will go to sleep this evening still pondering some of those thoughts and waking up tomorrow. Hopefully, with a bright and shiny future, a perspective and concept and thought running through our mind on, hey, I really and truly need to get my finances in order. You know, it's not an optional thing, folks. You know, it's just like when I talk about how we need to be involved as parents in the recruiting process of our children. And I stress to you, it's not an optional thing. This conversation we had this evening about finances, money management 101, is not an optional thing. We have to quit considering buying champagne with beer money. That's not going to work anymore. That's not going to work. We need to really and truly start understanding our finances. And once we start understanding our finances, whoa, what a beautiful thing we will have in front of us. Not only that, understanding how to allow that money to work with and through us and for us instead of going out here giving it away to somebody else so they can learn how to or work that money with and through and for them to benefit and prosper them. Well, Rob, give us some contact information on how we can reach out to you if somebody wants to get one of your seminars to come out to their place, whether or not it's one of their churches, whether or not it's one of their businesses, whether or not it's one of their youth groups, whatever. How can we reach out to you?
Sure, Mike. They can contact me, and I have a number, and that's 804-677-5459. Or 804-677-5459.
Get that number to us one more time.
Okay, that's 804-677-5459. Or they can email me at ROB, at IQBSLLC.com.
Give me that email address one more time, sir.
That's Rob at IQBSLLC.com.
All right. All right. Definitely. We will be reaching out to you, and we will be posting this information up on the Parents Coaching Parents Network page on Facebook and talking about this episode that we had this evening on our Twitter feed as well. And hopefully we'll have some folks reaching out to you. You never know if we can get the right folks to gravitate towards this thing. You may have to break down and shut down IB Business Solutions, IQ Business Solutions for a little while to go out and get this thing running the right way. We definitely thank you for being on with us this evening, and we know that you have shared a vast amount of valuable information, more information that we can ever absorb in one simple setting. So, folks, please, 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 please consider getting this brother out and sitting down, talk with your group, because I know for a fact that what he has to share is going to be a game changer in the lives of all of us. Just as we talk about the recruiting aspect of our children and how once you learn that process and you're able to get to navigate that process, it becomes a life-changing experience, not only for your child, but for your family as well. Money Management 101 will do the same exact thing. Hey, Rob, we thank you for coming on with us this evening, sir. We appreciate you. And we're going to have you on just before we launch Money Management 101 by R. Vaughn. We're going to have you on just before we launch that episode coming off the Parents Coaching Parents Network, so folks know when and where to tune in to listen to you.
It was good being here, Mike, and talking about this topic. Again, I think what you're doing is a great thing, and hopefully we can help your audience have a holistic experience in life with this money management situation, and maybe hopefully it's something that will, you know, begin a topic or a discussion that will move people forward in this manner with finances.
Yes, sir. Oh, we definitely thank you. And I'm going to actually post some excerpts from this here episode up on a few places out there on social media. Hopefully some of our former classmates will tune in and check out this episode as well, because I did some of them email and
sounds great, Mike.
And keep us posted as you start to move forward.
I will do that, definitely. It's been great.
All right. All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you for the opportunity.
Have a great evening. Well, folks, we've been talking to a great friend and colleague and an old classmate of mine, Mr. Robert Vaughn. And Rob comes from the computer science and instructional technology field. You know, as we said, you know, we read off his pedigree of list of things that he has done over the years and heavily involved in the computer science and technology field, and has branched out to do his own thing called IQ Business Solutions. IQ Business Solutions, LLC. Been out there on the market for over 25 years now and have done some great things with that business as far as getting out there and being a guiding light to many of our folks out there in corporate America. So Rob is now trying to share some of that insight, some of that philosophy, some of his philosophy, some of his things that he has put together to call Money Management 101. Folks, we have to learn to take advantage of these situations. because if we don't take advantage of these situations, just like I talk about it each and every Sunday here on the Parents Coach Parents Network, you know, taking advantage of the situations as we do things with our children in this sporting industry. Understanding finances is as equally as important, actually more important, because that will lead to a great situation, extraordinary situation, as we move forward in the world of college recruiting, as we're talking about the sporting industry. So we thank Rob for coming on this evening and sharing this information with us. And folks, I'm telling you, I'm going to be keeping you apprised and abreast of what this gentleman is doing, you know, because I know he's going to be doing some great things. And I will be sitting front row on that very first workshop he decides to kick off, no matter where it's going to be located at. So I'll be sitting in front row, so I'll be able to give you a first-hand account on what he shares with the listening audience. So check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter, PCP Network, and also on Instagram. So, folks, we're going to wind down, prepare to shut down this evening, because we have had a great time again here on the Parents Coach Parents Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. So on that note, I'm going to let my man, Mr. Keith Wright, take us away with the college experience. Yeah.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.